present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities all of these oddities.
Hey, hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another Random Oddities episode. Today, for our superstition, we're going to be talking about sharks. Probably one of my favorite creatures. I'm one of those people who don't have a fear of them, which probably is not necessarily a good thing. Always wanted to go shark diving. I will eventually. And when I talk shark diving, I'm talking like out in the open with the sharks, not in a cage, because that's no fun. Anywho, sharks persistently following a ship, particularly in a group of three, are said to be an omen that there will be a death on board the vessel before long. The shark is credited by superstitious sailors with being able to scent death, although a more likely explanation nowadays of the presence of these creatures is their hope that waste food of some kind will be dumped from the ship's galley. There is actually a stronger case for a creature being able to sense death in the instance of a vulture hovering over a desert traveler. See, now with this, when I'm thinking about what this thing just said, you've got a group of sharks circling your vessel. It puts me in mind of the movie The Meg, where that megalosaurus jumps the ship and, like, eats her baby that's been dead that they didn't realize was the smaller of the ones that escaped. Yeah, that's what comes to mind, that huge thing jumping on the ship. It's a great movie if you haven't seen it, by the way. And our fun phrase of the day is jump the shark. We're going to stick with the same kind of theme here, which means turning point when something declines in quality. This is actually one I've never heard of, so this is something that all of us can learn together. Happy Days was among the most watched shows on television in the 1970s, but by the fifth season, most viewers were losing interest and the ratings started to tank. The last straw for the audience came when Fonzie, clad in swimming trunks, his signature leather jacket, and water skis, literally and inexplicably jumps over a shark. Never seen that episode. I'm going to have to go back and look at it. Once the Fonz had jumped the shark, the golden days of Happy Days were completely over. Now the phrase is used to describe outlandish plot devices and desperate, futile attempts to stay cool. Wow, so this is only since the 1970s. We got a brand new one on our hands. And I am going to have to go back and watch that episode because I don't think I've ever seen it. I mean, you know, I wasn't a huge Happy Days fan. It was kind of, I was born in 77, so I may have missed it a little bit, but interesting. I'm going to go back and check that out. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities.